dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
All right, yes, yes, it is podcast time, and we are well into February. Why do they do this? I mean, is it just retail, or is the rest of the world like this? Does it seem like the shortest month of the year is always packed with, like, the most stuff to do? I don't know. Welcome to the show. Jared Davis here complaining with you. I'm sorry, Emma. I'm acting like a Debbie Downer today. I'm going to cheer up. I got to cheer up because we got great information on today's show. Okay. You know what's first on our docket is, of course, Walmart's big event coming up here in the next couple of weeks, Walmart's Supplier Summit. And, of course, like everybody else in supplier land, we're really speculating that Walmart's going to have some new announcements about its on-time in-full initiative. And that relates to the tool that Walmart rolled out fairly recently, this out-of-stock root cause dashboard. As a Walmart supplier, if you've never heard about this tool, this is the podcast for you. If you have heard about it, and you've even been in there playing around, and you're a little bit confused on what you're supposed to do with this information, this is still the podcast for you, because my good friend Terry Clear is going to jump on the podcast right after the break. He's been working with Walmart suppliers and getting them used to this tool, explaining how it works, what's a little bit confusing, getting them past the confusion, and helping them make it work to their advantage. He's got some great answers for us. Stick around. It's going to be a very educational podcast. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Tired of having all your customer data on cumbersome spreadsheets? IRI Liquid Data seamlessly integrates all your CPG sales, frequent shopper, media, and other data sets to help you find the insights and action steps to take for your brand and retail store. Say goodbye to spreadsheets and hello to a quicker path to business growth. Learn more at IRIWorldwide.com.
Hey suppliers, do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news, you can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton Chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
All right, we're back on the 8th and Walton conference call. As I mentioned before, our guest today in the fun house is Mr. Terry Clear. Terry, welcome back to the podcast, sir.
Glad to be here, Jared. Always fun.
Hey, we got an exciting topic today. Walmart rolled out this new out-of-stock root cause dashboard. I know a little bit about this, but for anyone that's not familiar with it, when did Walmart roll this out, and where is it?
Okay. It is an app on Retail Link, and you access it just like you would any other app. They rolled it out the week of January 25th, and it's now out there for you to go look at.
It sounds pretty self-explanatory, you know, the out-of-stock root cause dashboard. But what does it do practically for suppliers to help them with their out-of-stocks?
Well, the first thing the dashboard does is it shows you where you currently are on in-stock. That is somewhere less than 100%. So now, by category, what are the reasons for out-of-stock? Is it modular validity? Is it supplier fill rate? Is it logistics? Is it DC operations? Is it store operations? So let's identify those places that are causing your items to be less than 100% in-stock.
So it sounds like it's actually going a step further than normal reporting that's, okay, you have out-of-stocks, period. Now here's why you have these out-of-stocks to begin.
Right. And there is a detail there that will allow you to drill into, so for example, it's supplier or it's modular validity or it's DC operations or whatever it is, that you can then see additional detail about why you're out of stock. That could lead you to investigate, maybe my item was not set up correctly or some of those other issues that might be going on. We worked with a client recently, and we thought the problem was one location. And when we looked at the dashboard, we realized we were looking at the wrong place. So we refocused our energies. Now we know where to go look to fix the problem.
So the reason I wanted to have you on the podcast today is because with anything that rolls out from any company, there's always a few bugs in the system or a little bit of confusion for people who are using it. What seems to be the big chatter out there, and what problems are suppliers having with the dashboard that you're seeing as far as questions coming in?
I think there's still a little bit of confusion or ambiguity about, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? You've looked at this out of stock, and it shows us some information, but I really don't know what my next steps are. So I think there needs to be some additional development work to help people understand, well, now that I see this, how does it help me address my problems, and how does it help me collaborate better with my buyer or replenishment manager or logistics partner to get to my product to the shelf so my customer can buy it?
Well, I want to build on that a little bit, because you said you've been working with our clients on the dashboard. And for people out there who are kind of toying around with it now, what is the best way they can use the out-of-stock root cause dashboard in their planning and to kind of go along with the other reports they're pulling?
Well, I think it's a way to highlight where maybe something wasn't done properly in one of the steps of the process of getting the item from the supplier to the store shelf. So it might have been an item setup issue on the modular, or it might have been some other issue. That way, we need to identify what the issue is, and instead of just saying, well, we're at 96% in stock and we're kind of stuck there, well, what's preventing us? What's holding us up from getting to that next level of in stock?
And is this a dashboard you're going to be incorporating into some of the classes that you have coming up this year?
Yes, we are. So we're, as you also know, Walmart has released the supply plan on decision support, and we are incorporating a demand plan, which is also on decision support, demand plan, demand forecast with supply plan, with the OTIF scorecard, with the out-of-stock root cause tool. These are all new developments from Walmart in the last year. They've rolled out demand forecast, supply plan, OTIF, root cause. So Walmart is really leaning into supply chain and saying, we are really going to fix this. And we, Walmart, are also showing where we have some opportunities to improve as well. But because Walmart is doing that, they, Walmart, are also going to expect suppliers to really own their side of the supply chain. So let's partner with each other and get to be a top-level supply chain organization between the suppliers and Walmart.
All right. And if you want to know more about Retail Link or the out-of-stock root cause dashboard, analytics and storytelling, Retail Link, any of these great classes, I've got a link in our podcast description. What else is coming up, Terry Clear?
Well, I think that there always are announcements at the Supplier Growth Summit at the end of February. So we are anxiously awaiting to hear what those announcements are. And I believe some of those will be related to supply chain and some of these new tools and databases that have come online in recent years, where Walmart will probably make some announcements about some changes and how they are going to attempt to take supply chain to the next level, drive out costs, drive out inefficiency. And to do that, both organizations need to improve their supply chain game, and they need to collaborate together better. So I will be interested to see what comes out of the Supplier Growth Summit at the end of February.
Maybe after the summer we'll have a roundtable right here on the podcast and kind of swap notes and let our listeners know what came out of the meeting and next best steps.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Always great to have you on the podcast, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jared.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, if you thought this podcast was kind of helpful, imagine how great a free consultation with one of our experts might turn out. You can contact them. All you have to do is just click the link in our podcast description. They really are a fun bunch. I mean, they kind of stink up the break room with whatever horrible thing they microwave at lunch every day, but they're a good team.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.